be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Some Pharisees and Herodians were sent to Jesus to ensnare him in his speech. They came and said to him, "Teacher, we know that you are a truthful man and that you are not concerned with anyone's opinion. You do not regard a person's status, but teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not? Should we pay or should we not pay?" Knowing their hypocrisy, he said to them, "Why are you testing me? Bring me a denarius to look at." They brought one to him, and he said to them, "Whose image and inscription is this?" They replied to him, "Caesar's." So Jesus said to them, "Repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." They were utterly amazed at him. The Gospel of the Lord. The nemesis of Jesus, the Pharisees and the Herodians, are after him to trap him, but they did not know that they're dealing with God himself. So how can we entrap God? Our wisdom is foolishness to him, and so we see an example of that here. And so they're asking whether they should pay tax to Caesar, to the government, or not. And this is a losing proposition, because either way, you will fail. Because if Jesus says you should not pay taxes to Caesar, then he's guilty of treason. But then if he says, "Well, you have to pay your taxes," then he says, "Well, you are an instrument of the conquering force." And so here we see the wisdom of Jesus by saying, you know, you look at a coin and you give to Caesar what is Caesar and give to God what is God. And so essentially what he's saying is to give the secular power what is due the secular power. You know, they take care of us, they give us infrastructure, so we participate in that aspect. But then there's that second aspect, to give to God what is God. And in the context of this reading, to give to God whose image is you. So we are to render to God what belongs to God, where what belongs to God is the image of God. We are made in the likeness of God. We hear that in Genesis during our creation. To be in the image of God means the capacity for free will and the capacity to choose and the capacity to love. In the failure of our first parents in original sin, that image was distorted. Now that's our difference with the Protestants. The Protestants believe that when our first parents incurred original sin, that image was completely destroyed. That's Protestant. The Catholic stance is such that it's not destroyed, it's been distorted. And so we still have some capacity to be like God in our fallen state. But that image is distorted, and so we make poor choices. And so that choices must be refined. That choice must be purified by our participation in the grace that God has given us, the grace which he has won in the Paschal mystery, in his passion, death, and resurrection. That image was distorted, but now we do have the capacity to claim and embrace the gift that has been given us so that we can participate in the building up of that image. And so that's what the Lord meant here, that in all of our days, we will strive to be more and more like God, participating in the grace that has been given to us. Now, as I mentioned earlier, a good portion of that participation in the grace to reclaim the original image that is of God within us is free will. His free will. And that is something astonishing and astounding. Because the Lord does not want to have in His family automatons. You know, people who are like robots. Yes, I will love God. I will love God. You know, without the transformation of the heart. Without the free choice. That is something that's very precious to God. And so, the thing is, God also made a huge gamble when He gave us that free will, because that free will makes possible the existence of evil. We can choose evil, we can choose good. But then that capacity to choose also makes the possibility of love. And that's the reason why at Mass and in our gathering as Christian people, as disciples of the Lord, we are always exhorted to choose love. To choose love, because when we choose love, we become more and more like God. We are transformed in that original image that was ours but distorted. And so today, my friends, we will receive once again the body and blood of the Lord, the real presence of the Lord, the true image of the perfect human. He is shaping us into that image. May we bend our will to follow Him and to be more and more like Him for the world to see.